And now it's time for the show you waited for all week. It's time to get out and about with Elaine LaRoche. And now, here's Elaine.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Elaine. How are you?
Good. I'm waiting for Jim Corbin's forecast at 7:35 today because I understand we've got a mixed bag of tricks, but then there's also some very exciting things going on with the planets. So I said to him, oh my God, I said, well, then you'll just have to let us know what's going on in our universe. And he said, yeah, I'll be happy to call in at 7:35. Good morning, everyone. I hope that you are going to be getting out and about today. There's certainly a lot of different things that are coming up in our community here, and we'll get to it in just a minute. I do want to give out the lottery numbers as well. And also, our topic today is a little bit more on a serious note. Summer travel is here. People are planning their vacations, and that I know I'm planning to go to France in a couple of weeks. And the State Department just issued a travel alert to all Americans until August. And I'll tell you exactly what that's about and how you can be safe traveling overseas and what you need to do to prepare ahead of time. And so we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But if you are looking for your refund from Rhode Island, I just have to say that today's news hit that there's a backlog of over 50,000 people haven't gotten their refunds yet, and I am one of them. So I mean, it's not a big, big check, but geez, I'm going on vacation. I could use that extra money. So they're going to try to get to everything by the end of June, they said. But if they do not get your, if you don't get your refund by July 18th, the state will actually start collecting, actually, they'll pay you 3.25% interest every month that they don't give you your check. So keep that in mind. But if you are looking for it or try to get through the hotline, as I have, 23 minutes on hold, and then somebody pick up the phone and click, and then I call back again, and it's 27 minutes now, and they pick up the phone and click. No one's answering the phones. So obviously, one of the reporters did a story about the state refunds and what the heck is taking so long. And the state doesn't really have a lot of disposable cash at this time. So, of course, they're saying that they don't understand it either. But if you're running a bank or if you have a financial institution, you know, checks and balances, folks, you know what I'm saying? But just be patient because they are coming, because I was wondering, when the heck is this all going to happen? So they're trying to clear up all the backlogs of 50,000 people in multiple states and in Rhode Island, and they should have, you should have your refund by the end of June. So, but if you want some extra cash right away and play the lottery, I want to wish you good luck. And remember, my name is Elaine LaRoche. Anyway, Mass daily number is 5499. The Rhode Island daily number is 3521. Mass cash, 5, 9, 10, 20, 32. The Mega Millions, 32, 54, 65, 66, 71. The Mega Ball is 10, and the Mega Plier is 3. So, 'tis the season to get out. I know that Briggs Nursery is blooming with beautiful flowers, as well as the Boston Tropical Gardens, the Walmarts, the Kmarts, the Lowe's, Home Depots. Everybody's got their fresh flowers and trees, and the smell of mulch is filling your senses as you walk into all these places. And this weekend here, I know we're getting a little bit of sun and rain. I think today's supposed to rain and then tomorrow's supposed to be better, or just the flip item. I'm not sure. We'll find out from Jim in just a minute. But, you know, whatever you do, tis the season to till the gardens, the vegetable gardens. I know that my son was doing that the other night, just tilling the soil. He does compost and everything. He got a recycling container from a recycling center here in town and has a rain barrel. So he's really into that whole thing of recycling. And his garden always has the best fresh vegetables and things like that every year. So it's great. It's very great. So how are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well, Elaine. We had a great great week. You know, the last weekend, you know I was sick myself, but I got well rapidly, real quick. And I'm looking forward to the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah.
You know why?
And that's why.
Because it's good to eat fresh vegetables, locally grown fresh vegetables and fruits.
Oh, my God. We'll be having Heather on for sure in the next couple of weeks because it will be starting, I believe, mid-June. But we'll find out from her
now,
because she is
just to let
on.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, what I like about the Attleboro Farmers Market is they have not only fruits and vegetables, but they have all sorts of different things. And every week is different.
Yes.
And that's what I like about it. It's really nice. In fact, even my wife, it's motivation for her to actually come out of bed and hang out with us.
Good, good. I mean, they have everything from coffee and wines, and
yep.
Alpacas are there.
I saw cheese last year, too, a couple of times.
Well, you have to have cheese with wine. I mean, that just goes
hand in hand. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a lot of great things that are happening in the community. And concerts are a big part of Massachusetts and Rhode Island, but mostly in Massachusetts because all over. And the bigger concerts, Beyonce was here last night, and there's going to be so many other great bands coming into Massachusetts. But Gillette Stadium issued a really strict guidelines. If you're going to go to any of these concerts at Gillette Stadium, they're really taking your safety very seriously, and they will not tolerate anything. There's going to be a heightened security there at Gillette Stadium. So if you plan on going, they're asking fans to just remember that bags larger than a small wristlet, which is like maybe like a 4x6 wallet size, you can't bring anything in bigger than that because if you do, you have two options. You can put something in a clear plastic bag the size of a 1-gallon Ziploc bag or put it in a very small handheld wallet, not to exceed, 8x5 approximate size. Bags larger, like purses, shoulder bags, diaper bags, and backpacks will not be allowed inside Gillette Stadium the day of the event. I mean, they're really cracking down on everyone, and they're just saying that they are not, they're prohibiting items from Gillette Stadium, and, you know, you just have to be mindful of the fact that you can't bring in camera bags, umbrellas, coolers, fanny packs, any outside food or beverages, forget it, noisemakers, beach balls, nope, can't do it. Metal detectors are going to be located all over the stadium, and they're going to be at each gate entrance, so remove phones, cameras, and all other metal items, you know, from your pockets prior to reaching the screening locations. It'll screen you faster, just like in the airports, you know. And, you know, with an evening concert, remember, there's going to be an overlap of extensive traffic, especially with the commuting traffic coming down Route 1 and 1A. So just be mindful that the traffic will have restrictions, and just be aware to arrive earlier. Stadium parking lots will be open at 3:30 on the times of events. And parking, let's see, wow, listen to this. Paying for parking is $40 for cars and motorcycles. It's crazy. And if you bring a busload of people or RV, it's $150 to park. I mean, they're really taking this seriously, and they want your safety is the number one priority.
What about tailgate parties? Are they going to charge for that too now?
I don't know. That's a football season. We're talking about stadiums.
Regular times.
Mm-hmm, this is just summertime, and each concert must end at 11:15 p.m. Now, I do know that when I lived in North Attleboro and was going up to different concerts like Xfinity Center, which I call Great Woods. And
I used to go, they changed the name to that, huh?
Oh, my God. It went through many changes. I will never call it Xfinity Center. Of course, I have to because there are concerts that are coming up.
Was that called the Tweeter Center, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So, but just be aware if you go into Gillette Stadium this summer for these huge concerts, just be aware that there are many, many restrictions this time. They want you to be safe. It's, you know, I mean, like, just abide by the rules and you'll be fine. Just like if you're going to the airport and airport screening, just use that common sense too. They won't tolerate anything else. But getting back to what's going out and about this weekend and coming up, we've got some fabulous things. And I'm always promoting family fun things, especially things that are for free. And Providence has a Providence Festival going on from now until tomorrow. It started yesterday. It goes through Sunday. But today's is filled with a ton of, this has to be 100 free things to do in Providence today, and it starts at noontime, and it goes all the way to midnight tonight. I mean, from Kennedy Plaza all the way down to Washington Street, and there's live music, and there's going to be maybe like 20 to 30 food trucks all lined up. There's going to be mural drawings and sculptors and just so many arts and craft vendors. Hello, I love that, so I will be there. So I've got a couple of things on my plate to do today, but one of the things is I definitely want to go down there and check it out, especially with the vendors and things. It's just really great. And, they've even got a demonstration of a giant spirograph. Woo! So that would be pretty cool for kids. And
what's
local
a spirograph?
Artists. Oh, I'll bring one in.
Is that those things you
yeah,
used to have
you put
in
a pencil
kid?
In, a colored pencil, all and it right. goes around and around, and it draws better than you could do straight lines. Like me, I can't draw a straight line. And, it's just, there's a lot of things going on in the Providence area. And also, too, in the movies, I was just watching, just before I came on, a commercial for the Angry Birds movie. And my grandson is a fan of Angry Birds, and this movie is just really great. And also the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are back again, and it's called Out of the Shadows. And on a serious note, a tearjerker, it says Me Before You. It's one of those stories, a love story actually, where this girl is a caretaker for a young man that's paralyzed, and how love blooms. And it just looks like a really good movie to see. Alice Through the Looking Glass has Johnny Depp, and it's very character-like, and it looks like it's very vibrant. It's like almost reminds me of the Wizard of Oz trip. So if you're into that sort of thing, go see that. And last one I'll recommend is Captain America Civil War. That looks like it's going to be really a fun popcorn kind of movie. And locally here, we have a couple of events that are coming up. Wednesday, June 15th, the Senior Center is having their first annual golf tournament at the Rehoboth Country Club. So individuals can play golf for $125. Teams of four, it's $500. Make checks payable to the Friends of the Larson Senior Center. And there's got to be a phone number here that you can call. You can call Bruce at 774-254-6131. And check it out, because they're having their first Senior Center golf tournament. I hope they do very, very well, because the Larson Senior Center does so much for our community. And then also on Saturday, June 18th, from noon to 5, we have the Attleboro's annual expo for the census, where we have music, art, jewelry, and lots of food. So it's the expo is fun for all ages, free admission. Kids will enjoy police and fire exhibitions, free face painting, free character drawings, and there's going to be a children's craft table. There's going to be sidewalk chalk art and sand art, and the expo will be held at Attleboro's Capron Park Zoo. And wear comfortable shoes and carry sunscreen. Remember, it's from noon to 5 p.m. So parking, it's going to be a little bit difficult, but they're encouraging to park on the side streets of Capron Park. Will not be allowed, but the Attleboro High School, they will provide parking there. And the main entrance on County Street will be open for visitors to park near the zoo on the left side of Capron Park. But also, too, you know, if you live near there like I do, just walk over. You know, just come on down and walk over. I mean, it's not that far away. And also, we have a couple of fun things. And the word jazz kind of caught my eye. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. It says Birds and All That Jazz fundraising event. It's today from 6:30 to 10 at the Oak Knoll Wildlife Sanctuary on Park Street in Attleboro. And it's to benefit the sanctuary's educational programs and natural conservations. So there'll be garden tours and up-close experiences with live birds. And there'll be dinner and wine and beer, dessert and coffee. And and the auction. It's a 21-plus event, and it only costs $40. So a great night of cool jazz, as I like to say, and you'll help out the Oak Knoll Wildlife Sanctuary, which is pretty cool. So, and on June 11th, from 9 to 1, a community yard sale will be held at the Monastery Grounds on Diamond Hill Road in Cumberland. I went to that last year. I have to say, it was fabulous. It was really great, and I picked up a lot of good, interesting things. People are so crafty. It's amazing. I always admire people that can do things like that. My big thing right now is like I can do those fleece blankets. I've learned how to do those things for my grandchildren and family members. But that's the only artistic thing that I can do. Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine the Roach. And we have to take our first break. And we will be right back after these messages.
Stop by the Attleboro Library on Thursday, July 7th at 10 o'clock a.m. for the Kids on the Block Puppet Show with the theme of Awareness of Visual Impairment. The puppet show features Ronaldo, who has been blind since birth and likes to be treated the same as everyone else. Join Ronaldo's friend Brenda as she learns about how he reads with Braille and gets around with his white cane. For more information or to RSVP, call the library at 508-222-0157.
What is that?
Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
Whoa, dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow, hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. What does this crazy little button do?
Wait, no!
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
On Monday, June 6th at 6:30 p.m., the Mansfield Public Library welcomes Dave Downs to host a workshop on clutter control. We all have stuff. Why do we acquire and save more possessions than we need? What happens when our stuff starts to own us? Why can't we just throw things away? Dave offers helpful hints for managing these difficult problems. He uses colorful stories throughout the talk to engage as well as inform the audience. This program is free and open to all ages. To register, call Amy Rosa at 508-261-7380.
I'm in the mood to tear it up.
I figured I'd give you a little bit of rock and roll this morning, and that's the Fabulous Thunderbirds, track number 12, where I can't get enough. Anyway, I can't get enough of this radio show, actually, and we have so much fun. We were just talking about the show and how it's progressed along the way, and we are very excited to be here today and always and every day. Just to give you a heads up, too, I can't believe that this is June, and we're doing two more shows. And then I'll be off and running out to my vacation. And then, actually, I've asked Tom Rafferty. We were chatting online and everything. And he may come back to do my show on the 25th of June. So I'm really excited about that. So I have to confirm that with him. He said, yeah, sure, I'd love to. So he'll be here with Mike on the 25th. So we'll see what happens between now and then. But we will be here. And you guys can run the show however you want to do it, Mike. So...
It's going to be fun, you know, going along with Tom.
Oh, he's great. And I really do remember, you know, like back in the day
show.
When we were doing that. He's the most talented person, one of the most talented people I know. He's just really always so positive. And he's great. His outlook on life and his sense of humor. And, You know, he's just such a great person, too.
Very informative and entertaining.
Very much so. And that hour will go by so fast. Even though he likes the Yankees, you know, I don't fault him for that. I don't. I forgive you, Tom, because sometimes he listens on his way back and forth, you know. But I should say our number here is 508-222-1320. We're having an easy, breezy morning. And I hope that you are on your first or second cup of coffee and get out and about yourself. Seems like it's going to be a pretty interesting day today and the weekend itself. The three-day holiday, that was such a nice break from everything. I have to say I had really done a lot of different things that I needed to get done in the house, and it was just really amazing. But I know we've got like about 7 minutes before our next break, and then Jim Corbin will be coming on. But I did want to let you know that if you're traveling, we're talking about European traveling, and there's been a worldwide caution. The State Department did release this effective immediately till the end of August. They're saying that, I'll just read this real quick, and I hate to read, but I have to because it's so detailed. And I'm actually going to put my, glasses on because, oh yeah, I can see the fine print here. Okay. It says the State Department is updating the worldwide caution with information on the counting threats of terrorism actions and violence against United States citizens and interests throughout the world. Current information suggests that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other groups will continue to plan terrorist attacks in multiple regions. Recent terror attacks whereby those affiliated with terror activities and copycat and individual predators serve as a reminder that U.S. citizens need to maintain a high level of vigilance and take appropriate steps to increase their security awareness. So you just have to be very, very mindful of that. And so what exactly does that mean? Well, I mean, we've all seen on television that U.S. citizens to be continued at risk for kidnappings and hostages held by ISIS and Al-Qaeda to finance their operations. So they try to kidnap American students and citizens. And they've actually have been kidnapped and murdered by members of terrorist and violent extreme groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So they may use conventional and non-conventional weaponry. We've seen that in Europe where high-profile sporting events, they're saying residential areas, business offices, hotels, clubs, restaurants, places of worship, schools, public areas, shopping malls, and other tourist destinations, both in the United States and abroad, where United States citizens gather in large groups, including during the holidays, just be aware that these places are being targeted. Major countries is Tunisia, France, Nigeria, Turkey, Egypt, and so we just have to remind to just be careful when you're taking public transportation systems, going to other tourist infrastructures, because extremists have targeted and attempted attacks on the subways, rail systems, airplanes, and maritime services. So we just have to be mindful of that, that this cautionary tale is effective through August. So, I mean, if you're planning to go out to Europe like I am in 3 weeks now, this is what they say. Credible information indicates terrorist groups such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda and their affiliates continue to plot attacks in Europe. All European countries remain vulnerable to attacks from transnational terrorist organizations. So European authorities continue to warn of the possibility of attacks by individuals inspired by extremists and other organization groups. So you have to, they are targeting, extremists have been targeting and will be targeting large sporting events, theaters, open markets, airplane facilities, airports, transportation systems, and public venues where people gather. So there is a high likelihood of terrorist attacks in Europe, France is one, will continue as European members of ISIS return from Syria and Iraq. European governments are taking action to guard against terrorist attacks. However, all European countries may be potentially vulnerable. So I do have some tips and everything about that, but I'm going to stop right there because I have some information about a traveler's checklist and what this all means. But, you know, what do you do in a travel alert? You know, I mean, the State Department is sending out this information to all Americans traveling abroad. you know, and we are at a risk. So there are some things that are coming up to, I'm talking about France because I'm going there in a couple of weeks, and France is hosting a European Soccer Championship from June 10th to July 10th. I just happen to be there from July 20th to July 20th. June 20th to June 28th. So I'm rating that. But the stadiums, fan base, the hotels, everywhere around the area and the regions where they're targeting are soccer fields and large-scale public gatherings, as I had mentioned before. And there's another event, the Catholic Church World Youth Day event is expected to draw 2.5 million visitors to Krakow, Poland, between July 26 and July 31st. And U.S. citizens should also be aware that that local infrastructure may be strained due to the large number of visitors. And Poland is imposing border controls on all national borders from July 4th to August 2nd. Because the Pope is going to be there, and he's going to be giving, he's going to be having a mass there. If you travel anywhere in Europe, U.S. citizens should also exercise vigilance when going into a public place or using mass transportation. Be aware of immediate surroundings and avoid crowded places. Sometimes you just can't do that. Follow the instructions of local authorities, especially in an emergency. Monitor media and local event information, you know, because the factors are updated daily and into your travel plans and activities. Be prepared for additional security screenings and unexpected disruptions. Stay in touch with family members and friends. Have a plan if you are separated to ensure they know how to reach you in an event of an emergency. So even though European authorities are taking steps to assure public safety and to try to disrupt terrorist plans and plots, and the State Department is working closely with our allies to share information with all European partners to help identify and counter terrorist threats. So, I mean, some of the things that we'll be talking about after Jim Corbyn's break is a checklist. But myself personally, what I've done is if you go up on the State Department's website, you can actually register your trip, your passport number. It's next of kin, like emergency contact people, and I put several people in there too, and your dates of travel and where you're going, what country you're going to. So, and also too, to contact the embassies, the closest one to where I'm staying, because I'm staying in the south of France, is Marseille. So I've already got that information too. So I'm collecting like a folder of important information and documents, and I'm leaving one copy with family members, and then another copy with mine. I'm taking it with me, but also to make a copy of your passport, driver's license, and social security number, and have it with you, and also leave it with family members. Should something happen to your passport and you have to have one, you have to go to the U.S. embassies, and they are available 24/7, they say, but we'll see. I hope that doesn't happen to you or me, but it's just some things that you can be aware of and mindful. And like I said, I do have a traveler's checklist here, and they will be talking about, I will be talking about traveling to France during the European Soccer Championships of 2016 after Jim Corbyn's event. Now, I've had family members try to dissuade me. Some people were saying, aren't you frightened? Aren't you scared to go now that I planned the trip? And I have to say, I mean, I paused for about 5 seconds and thought about it. You know, maybe I shouldn't go because of this. But seriously, folks, I mean, you can't live in fear. You cannot let somebody else control your life. You have to take your part of your destiny is take control of your own life and your own self. And I've chose to go here, whether I feel that it is a good decision. It's a positive thing that I've always wanted to do. It's a dream vacation. I will never have the opportunity to go to France, I don't think, in my lifetime again. And I made a promise to myself that this is one of the things that I wanted to do in my life, and setting goals, and now I have the financial backing to be able to afford to go, I'm doing it. And but I'll just be aware. I mean, the three things that I am doing, the three tours, I should say, that I am planning are small, you know, 8 to 12 people, except for one huge dinner that I'm going to with 75 people, but that's at a chateau, and there's security. And so I feel, you know, I'm just going to be mindful of where I am. And there are some steps that you can take, too, when you're traveling abroad, not to mark yourself as an American tourist. And one of them is, of course, is not to wear anything branded, like, you know, T-shirts that say New England Patriots and Boston Red Sox hats, or, you know, just dress differently. Anyway, we are up against our break, and on the flip side, we're going to have Jim Corbin give us a weather update, and hopefully around here, you can get out and about this weekend, because we'll have some fabulous weather along with some rain. Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I did a she could make me happy. She could make me happy. Flowers in her hair.
The Attleboro YMCA will hold their Best Friends annual breakfast gala on June 8th at the Highland Country Club at 7:30 a.m. The featured speaker will be a top player from the Pawtucket Red Sox. In years past, Best Friends breakfast participants have listened to former Paw Sox speakers Dustin Pedroia, David Murphy, Lars Anderson, and Brian Johnson. For more information on the Best Friends annual campaign breakfast and to RSVP, please email Attleboro YMCA CEO Robin McDonald at rmcdonald@attleboroymca.org or call 508-409-0763. The Best Friends Breakfast is open to the public.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition will be holding its annual statewide Against the Tide swim, kayak, walk, and or run fundraising events again in 2016. The morning events consist of several components: competitive and recreational swims, recreational kayak, fitness walk, and USA Track and Field certified 5K and 10K runs. Participants of all ages and abilities can choose one, two, or three of these activities. Participants may register as an individual or as part of a team. Please visit www.mbcc.org/swim or call 617-376-6222 for more information and to register.
Thank you for playing Santana. Oh my God, he is great. If you have a chance to see Santana in concert, let me tell you, it is the best show I have ever seen. It was just really a phenomenal show. 3.5 hours of all these wonderful hits. It's just really great stuff. And he's actually gone into the fashion industry. Yes, I do love shoes, Paul Healy, if you're listening. And yes, I do have two pairs of Santana... I hate to say, yes, I do have Santana shoes, and they are stiletto 4-inch and 5-inch heels. And yes, I have not broken my ankle yet. So that's a tribute to Paul Healy and his inquiry about my shoes.
I never understood how women walk in those high heel things to begin with.
Very carefully. Very carefully. Well, listen, we have our meteorologist, Jim Corbin, on the line, who's going to tell us something good and what's happening in the universe. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
All right, Elaine. Mike, how you doing?
We're good. We're having a good time in the studio.
Yeah, you're going to France in a couple of weeks.
I am, June 20th, yes.
Yeah, that should be fine, and hopefully everything will be safe and everything like that. You know, between now and then, we've got some things going on in the atmosphere and also in the skies. I mentioned it to you, I sent you the message about the planets, and I bring this up because right now we're under a new moon, meaning there's no moon to see. The moon is basically invisible. It'll be the full flower moon coming up in 2 weeks, so on the 20th, so just a little over 2 weeks. That's also the day that the summer begins, at least the summer solstice, and of course that'll be the longest day of the year. But between now and then, we have three planets that are really looking good. The three of them are Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And, of course, the way to think of it is if you look up in the sky and you see, stars, but you also see things that you normally don't see that look fairly bright. Well, these are the three planets that are visible right now. Now, you know what Mars' color is, right, in the sky?
Red?
Yes. There you go. ring the bell there in front of you for getting that. Anyway, yeah, that's the bell that Paul Healy rings every time he makes a mistake. But no, anyway, no, that's right. Mars is right now, it's up and it's about as bright as it ever gets. So that's a good thing. It's out almost all night. Now, there's also a planet that is sort of a whitish yellow. And you know what that one is?
Pluto?
That'd be the other two that I mentioned. The J.
Jupiter.
Jupiter, yes. That is out most of the night. That's actually out till about a little after midnight. And generally these things are, if you know the stars this time of the year, and you see these that don't look like they're normally there, that they're the planets. And the planets typically do not twinkle like stars do. You know how twinkle, twinkle, little star. Stars mm-hmm. twinkle because they're so far away that you're seeing the light through a lot of haze and things like that, whereas the planets are much straighter in their light. Now, the third one is sort of a light brownish color, and you know what that one is?
Pluto.
With an F.
Oh.
I just mentioned it. It has rings.
Oh, Saturn.
Yes, Saturn. And I'm bringing this all up because on a clear night, now tonight it's going to start to cloud up later this evening, but early this evening, just before it starts to get dark, you might want to check them out. Now, that doesn't mean if you miss it tonight, that's it. It's going to be basically the same over the next couple of weeks for any night that's clear. And it looks like certainly not tomorrow because we do have rain on the way, but later next week we're going to start to clear things out. So the planets are really looking good. And I'll tell you, I've seen it over the years in a telescope. The planet Saturn right now, the rings are straight out. In other words, they're not edge-on, meaning that if you look at Saturn in a telescope, or even in a good pair of binoculars,
mm-hmm.
and again, Saturn, I'll end on this, I'll get to the weather in a second. If you see it, you can actually see the rings. They're almost completely straight on. I saw it the other night, actually. They're straight on, meaning if you look at Saturn, you can see Saturn in the middle, and then you see the ring around it.
Wow.
Or the rings. Uh-huh. And it's really fascinating to look at.
Right. Wow.
Other than that, everything's fine. She's like, yeah, well, okay, Jim, what are you talking about right now?
No. But I mean, stargazing, I think it's great. I wish I had a telescope that I could see out there.
Well, even a good pair of binoculars, Saturn is actually, if you look closely, it's really, it's about as good as it gets in terms of seeing the rings. If you've ever said, oh, yeah, I know Saturn has rings. If you've never seen the rings, you can see them now because it's not always the same angle. Sometimes the rings are edge-on, and you can't see them because the rings are they have to be. It's almost like thinking of a circle, Saturn, and then another circle around that, whereas at times if it's the circle is edge-on, you can't see them. Bottom line is the planets are good. So you might check out over the coming weeks. Again, it's not just tonight or tomorrow night or whatever. It's over the next few weeks. And again, we'll have that full moon. Now, the weather. Today is the pick day of the weekend, Elaine.
Okay.
If you're going to be out and about today, we're going to be seeing temperatures up around 80 degrees, sunshine, a few high clouds. There is a little patchy fog in spots early this morning, but that's going to burn off. Just a chance of an isolated pop-up shower late this afternoon or this evening. Now, of course, the good news as well, coming up at 10 o'clock, as I'm sure you know, is the parade in Attleboro, the rescheduled parade, and the weather should be fine for that. It's going to be falling, I should say, rising through the 70s, and again, eventually peaking out at around 80, 81 degrees around, say, 2 or 3 o'clock, at that time in the Attleboro area, Providence, Fall River, Woonsocket, Taunton. Then tonight, again, it starts to clear up late, but it should stay dry, so if you have evening plans, no problems tonight. And then, in terms of weather anyway, and then tomorrow, it does look like we're going to get into some rain. Now, it looks like it's coming in two batches. The first is during the morning tomorrow, probably mid to late morning. Then there'll be a break, but it's going to be certainly cloudy and much cooler than today, with highs only in the upper 60s. Then we're going to get some pretty good downpours late in the afternoon into much of tomorrow night. So, again, highly recommend if you have things you want to do and you don't want to deal with rain today, in terms of the two weekend days, is the day to do it. Not that it's a bad situation coming up, but, you know, we could use the rain, the lawns and gardens and everything else. But it does look like certainly some rain coming in at a soaking pace by late tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. That could linger into very early Monday morning as many head back to work and school. Then we'll have a partial clearing in Monday afternoon highs. After only in the upper 60s tomorrow, back to the upper 70s, I think, on Monday. And then we're going to start to cool off with a few scattered showers, it looks like, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. We're also monitoring the tropics. I don't know if you've heard, Elaine, and I'll end on this, but they come up to the break. Bonnie, which has been a tropical storm, gone back and forth. The next named storm is Colin, C-O-L-I-N. And that could affect, if you know anyone down in Florida, and I have relatives down there, my brother and others are down there, they could be affected by a tropical storm, perhaps by early next week. And some of that moisture might try to get close to the northeast United States, certainly the mid-Atlantic, the Baltimore-Washington area, by, say, Tuesday. So that's something you have to watch. I know you know that area very well.
Right.
The mid-Atlantic. It doesn't look like a serious system, but it could bring some rain. The bottom line is, I'll end on this, I don't see any 90-degree weather anytime soon. We're in a fairly static weather pattern where most of the heat is going to be off to our west, out in the middle of the country. So if you're looking for 90, 95-degree weather now that it's into June, well, you're going to have to wait a little while.
Wow, isn't that something, Jim? It just seems like it's a very cool, like a spring, and then we're going into summer. It's like I was looking at the weather norms over in France too, and it's similar. They're in their 70s and low in the, at nighttime it goes into like the 59, 58, maybe 62. It's very mild.
You know, it's mild. Did you say you're going to Marseille?
Yeah, it's I'm going to Provence.
That's south part of France. On the is it the Adriatic? I'm trying to think of what the sea is there, or the Mediterranean, I think. That area is a little more humid than the northern part of France.
Right.
Like if you were to go to Paris, Paris would be cooler than Marseille normally.
Right, I know. And this time of year, it's like they're only getting up to like 74, 77, I think, was one day. But the rest of the week, like all this week, because I've been monitoring what to bring, but it's like only in the 70s. And, they don't get a lot of rain right now. It gets really humid in July and August, like they really do get the really bad heat and the humidity. So I'm going at a time when it's pretty cooler, I should say, too. So it's like basically the same weather in France that we're having here.
Well, that'll be good. So now you're going in 2 weeks, right, or 3 weeks?
Yeah, June 20th I'm leaving Boston.
June 20th, okay. Yeah. You're going the day of the full moon. So you'll have a full moon over Marseille.
That sounds great because I'm leaving at night. I'm leaving at 5:20, I think it is, or 5:40. So I'll be flying up there, and I think I have a window seat, too. Yeah, I think I do. So I'll have to look
over Marseille.
Well, actually, it's going to be going to Madrid, so I have to fly into Madrid first. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's still okay. That's still okay.
Madrid is nice. I've never been there, but I know a lot of it, and it has a nice climate, too. I mean, overall, the climate there is is pretty good. Of course, they talk about spring in Paris and all this, the flowers and everything else coming up. But Marseille, I think you're right on the northern Mediterranean Sea there.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be really nice. Now, you said this next weekend the Tom Rafferty is going to be on?
No, while I'm gone, the 25th.
Oh, the 20th. So that week that you're gone, that Tom Rafferty will be on. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
So next week I'll talk to you then.
Yeah, and I was going to say, if you want to come in, remember we were talking about you coming in some Saturday. Pick a Saturday before I leave. I'd love to have you come in the studio.
How about the Saturday before? So that would be, what, 2 weeks from today?
So that'd be like the 17th or 18th?
How about that Saturday morning?
Perfect. That'd be perfect. Yes, that'd be great. Yeah, we can all go out to breakfast, too, if you want afterwards, because I always say, if my guests come in, I always offer to go to breakfast. So Mike is shaking his head,
That'd be great. I mean, you don't have to, buy breakfast just to come in, but that's fine.
No, I use all techniques. Please come into the studio, and I'll buy you breakfast.
we'll go, what's it called when both pay the same? What's it called? We'll go... what's it called?
What is that?
Word? Mike knows what it is, right?
What's this, Jim?
When people go to like dinner or whatever, and both pay the equal amount. What's it called?
Oh, Dutch treat.
Dutch treat. There we go.
Sounds good. All right, that sounds
good. But anyway, so I'll talk to you next week, and then 2 weeks from today, I'll come in the studio unless something changes. But I highly doubt it.
All right.
It looks like rain tomorrow. So if you have outdoor plans, and again, today it looks good for the parade in Attleboro coming up in the next couple of hours. It looks like rain tomorrow and then cooler weather next week. Probably in some days may not get out of the 60s, but at least it doesn't look like we're going to be all that wet or stormy or anything like that.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for the update, and have a wonderful weekend. I look forward to seeing you in studio and talking to you next week.
All right, Elaine. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Jim. Okay, so, hey, we've got a mixed bag of treats, it seems, here with the weather and ups and downs. So today's going to be one of the better days, and then tomorrow's supposed to be a little bit more rainy. I have a birthday cookout tomorrow, so I guess we'll have that inside instead of outside. Just a reminder, as Jim had said, the Attleboro Parade, the Memorial Day Parade was postponed to today. It starts at 10 o'clock, and it wraps up in Capron Park Zoo. Best vantage point I've always gone, and you go right into the entrance on the left or right-hand side. You see the parade. Everybody has to go right through the gates. It's a perfect little place, so grab a lawn chair or a blanket and get your position out, because the roads are going to be blocked off soon. I know that we're getting out of here at 8 o'clock, but I just want to give you a heads up on that there will be some downtown congestion as well as roads closing because of the parade. So make sure you're mindful of that. Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Well, I guess, what we say in radio, when it's live radio, anything can happen. So we kind of, computer didn't kick in a commercial. But hey, that's okay, because that gives us more time to talk to you and to go out. So anyway, let's just go. Take two. Boom. Okay, guys. our number here is 508-222-1320. And if you'd like to call in and say hi, that'd be great. And we were talking a little bit before the break about the different things that are going on in the area as well. And the weather, too. It looks like it's going to be a really great day today. So if you can get out and about and do some really fun things, or if you'd like to see the parade, have at it, and get out and do something fun, because that is going to be one really great parade. So anyway, I think that Attleboro has always been very patriotic, and they said that they will not have the formal ceremonies because they've already done them on Memorial Day, but the parade is to celebrate all our fallen soldiers and people that have served. So anyway, we do have a caller, and we'd like to say good morning to you. How are you doing today?
I'm a normal, great, glorious, jaundiced self. Well, you know, it's so nice to call in and have a professional answer the phone that actually answers it properly and doesn't hang up on me.
Bruce, who would ever hang up on you?
Well, Healy does it pretty regularly.
Well, I don't understand why. I'm sure, you know, he probably is just a little misunderstood.
He's technically inept.
You think so? What's happening in your young life? Are you going to Mackey's later today?
Maybe.
No, I haven't been up there in a long time. I have not, and I was thinking about going, but I'm getting ready for my trip, and every Saturday and Sunday it's been busy trying to, you know, get everything ready, and I'm just doing a lot of family things right now. My little granddaughter just turned 5, so I'll be going over there this morning.
I went to a graduation at North Attleboro High School last night.
Did you? My twin sons graduated from there. My daughter graduated from Bishop Feehan, but my twins wanted to go to North High. Wow. How was it?
It was very nice.
Great.
Other than the fact that even though they had been asked not to, there was some man or idiot with an air horn behind me.
Oh, no. You're kidding.
And I wanted to give him a lesson in what your insides feel like when vibrated by an air horn.
Yeah. That's not good. That's not good, Bruce. Not good at all. Wow. I understand, like, in the newspapers, they had a lot of coverage of both Attleboro High School and North High School graduations, and it looked like they looked so young, these kids graduating, and what a great...
We sat in the bleachers.
Uh-huh.
And you never think when you go to your seat of what it's going to be like when you come down.
Oh, sure. Yes. And you're right.
The bottom steps are metal.
Mm-hmm.
My dog does not like them.
No kidding.
And other times, I've always had my son with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he should just pick the dog up and carry her down.
Really?
He was not there because he graduated.
How did you get down? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good.
Her attitude is, well, if I run fast enough.
Oh, my God. No kidding. Ugh. Wow. So are you going to do anything interesting today, Bruce? Are you getting out and about, I hope? I hope you do get out today.
I may get out.
Will you be able to come down here to the parade, do you think? Or
no.
No. Okay.
Buses don't go by here until... too late for that.
I see.
Oh. You know, and that makes a lot of sense. You know, I'm going to go watch a parade. Hey, what's that?
Yeah, no, I know. I get it. I do. I was just wondering. Yeah. I think my granddaughter is marching in it from the little Girl Scouts troops that she had. So, well, whatever you do.
The only parade I pay attention to every year is the North Attleboro Santa Parade. You know, the one that used to stage on your front lawn?
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah. They did, you know, because I lived on Park Street, and they used to use my electricity for the speakers. They would run the wires, and they would have a ceremony at the flagpole there. And, I'm talking about Memorial. You're talking about the Santa Parade. Yep, you're right. Sorry. Other holiday. I need another cup of coffee, Bruce.
So, I've got one right here, thank you. I may put on my Yankee hat.
You're killing me. All right. There's static in the line. There's static. I can't hear you. I have to go. Anyway, listen, I have to wrap up the show, but I do appreciate you calling and saying hello. Please stop in anytime. I will always you are always welcome. You know that.
and have a safe voyage to France.
Yeah, thank you.
While you're over there, I have to make a trip to the Berkshires.
Oh, nice.
And well, I'm thinking I'm going to be staying in Stockbridge.
Oh, are you? I hear that's very lovely.
Oh, it is.
Hmm.
And they actually allow me to be there.
Well, whatever you do, I'm sure I'll be talking to you before I leave. So we'll just leave it at that. And I want you to call me back. Please do, yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
Have a good day and a safe voyage, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
All right. I'd love that. Thank you so much, Bruce. Enjoy your day.
Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right, folks, so just remember that there is going to be the Attleboro Parade that starts today at 10 o'clock, and it winds down to Capron Park Zoo, so make sure you get out and about and doing that. I just wanted to give you a few more things about traveling, and then we'll close out our show for today. But just remember, like, before you go, make sure that you make sure you have your passport with you. Make sure that you make copies and keep one for yourself and one for a family member in case you need to get a passport overseas, because there's nothing worse than something like that happening to you. Also, it's called the Smart Travelers Enrollment Program by the State Department, and it will enable, you should go up on that site, and it's through the State Department, and you can register your passport and your trip, as I have done. But also, too, it enables the United States Embassy and Consulate to keep you up to date on important safety and security announcements, and it helps the State Department to reach you in an emergency. So you can enroll online. It's really easy, and certainly there's, just make sure that you're safe out there. And the last thing I'd say is, like, on the traveler's tip, and actually, Mike, you can cue out our music, too, because I don't want to go over, and sometimes our computer cuts us off before we end the show, so I just want to read a couple of things here. But just make sure that you learn about where you're going and be familiar with the customs and local laws, and also be alert to the travel warnings and travel alerts, and make sure that you take with you the U.S. Embassy or consulate where you'll be traveling from, because if you get into trouble, if you're a victim of a crime, which we hope that you're never going to be, please, these are your points of contact. So and it's really easy to find out where they are. Be prepared to handle money overseas before you go. Make sure that you notify your banks and credit card companies before you travel, so they will make sure that they put a special note in your credit cards. I have done this before when I traveled state to state to California, and that it just gives them a heads up on it, and you'll be able to use an ATM machine. And also, too, it's wise to take out between like $300 to $500 of euros. Convert your money to the country that you're traveling to. It just makes it a lot easier. A lot of countries do not take U.S. currency. And so if you're going to Europe, you have to do the euros. If you're going to British, if you're going to, I'm getting cued off because we're going to be wrapping up the show, Sack. If you're going to London, England, then it's British pounds. So anyway, this is Elaine LaRoche. I'd like to thank Mike Catanzaro to run my board. I'd love to also thank Jim Corbin, always giving us a great weather forecast each and every Saturday morning. I'm Elaine LaRoche. Dominic will be back on Monday morning from 6 to 9. Paul Healy, our good buddy, will be here from 9 to noon. I'll be here. Meet me back here next Saturday morning from 7 to 8 with Mike, and Dave Kane will be on from 9 to noon. So you've got 6 great days of live radio here on WARA 1320. We wish you a great weekend and a great week, and we'll see you back here next Saturday.